I have a very big dilemma throughout the whole week. I love all of the readings for this Sunday. They're so beautiful. And to preach about all of them in details would be forever. But that's why I'm inviting you to go home and reread all of the three readings today. The first one, where we are being reminded that God had no partiality. God loved each and every one of us in a unique way than he loved another person. Huh? And second, it's from the first letter of St. John, just like the gospel reading today. They speak about loving God at the command that he has given to us. So we talk much about love, but perhaps I don't know about you, we fail to love a lot. But I think in order to know what love is, we have to know what is the ultimate fear of not getting loved. What is the ultimate fear that you have in your life right now? Huh? Some of you. What is some of the fears that you have right now? Dying. Death. What else? Hunger. Poverty. To name a few. But I think the ultimate fear that we have in our life is the fear of rejection. Isn't it? Not being accepted, being rejected by someone. I remember when I first expressed my liking to the girl that I like in my class, and she said, "I don't like you." Oh man, it hurt. Hurt, right? It hurt. Why? Because when we say that we like somebody, or like when we love somebody, what do? We give them our heart. When we say, "I love you," it truly means, "I give you my heart." And when that person rejects that love, it's like they're taking that heart and they stomp on it. "I don't like you." It hurts. Rejection hurts. And the ultimate fear that we have is the rejection of God. And so all of us in our whole life trying to seek approval, acceptance. Think about that. And rejection is something that we dread and fear the most. And I'm going to share with you what I heard yesterday. Yesterday, an inmate come to see me. And it's what his birthday yesterday. And he came in. It's what half confession, half talking. And he came in and he told me, "Father, today is my birthday. I called my family many times. No one answered the phone. This had been more than 2 years since I talked with them. I'm so alone, Father. I feel like my family has abandoned me." What do you say at that moment? What can you say? And then he told me, "Father, when I was young, when I was gangbanging, I tried to gain everyone else's approval to show that I'm the boss, that I have all the money, I have all the girls, I have all the things that everyone else was jealous about, except to gain the love of my family. And I dread that every day." He broke down and he cried. What can you say? I know I broke protocols as I reached out to him and I said, "I love you, and so does God love you." You know, and what he said is so truly real, that perhaps we waste so much time trying to get the approval of everybody else except the approval of the ones that truly are important for us. And for us, spiritually speaking, would be God, isn't it? To be loved by him. My brothers and sisters, as the inmate over and over tells me again, that when the whole world had abandoned them, they found their only consolation in God. And we heard today that God loves us because He no longer calls us slaves. He calls us friends. We are friends of God. For He has said very clearly, because a slave do not know what his master is doing, but you know, for I call you my friends. This friendship with the Lord is really important and is the only thing that truly going to give us the consolation, the strength, in order to overcome the injustice and the hurts of this world. Sadly, I hope I'm not offending anyone, but in recent times in our own nations, what was the cause of many of the shootings and violence that have happened? What's what the cause of the many massacres that we have in recent times? Because those people got rejected. Got rejected. And so, when we deal with rejection, we have two choices. We're going to lock ourselves in our own self-pity and imprison ourselves. Or we're going to say, I'm going to get you back. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Rejection hurts. And that's why each and every one of us have felt this before. And that's why when we feel rejected by this world, we have to ask ourselves, how are we going to embrace this hurt, this pain, this suffering, this thorn? How are we going to embrace it, rejection, and bring it to prayer, knowing that even though men, women, people can reject us, but God will not reject us. God will not reject us. God loves us. And that love is the immense love that comes from His own being. God is love. That is nature. That's who He is. And because God is love, He had created us out of love and for love. If we know that the love of God is real, and if we fall in love with God, even if we get rejected by other people, we will be okay. For God will not deny us. God is always with us. So if we abide in the love of God, and when we feel rejected by others, it is the love of God that will help us to respond to the injustice that are being given to us, instead of reacting negatively or selfishly to them. So I'm asking you now, okay, we don't like to be rejected, but how many times in our own lives have we rejected other people? Oh, I don't talk to those people. Oh, they're different, Father. They're weird. They're this or that. We make an excuse for ourselves. We find consolation in speaking to the people that we know. But the people that we don't know, we start to talk bad about them. We start to gossip. We start to give them the evil eye. Or we start to keep reservation from them. If everybody is doing like that, then can we build society? Can we build civilization? Can the world exist? The answer is no. So I'm asking you, if God truly loves you, and if you and I talk much about God's love, how are we practicing that? Perhaps beginning with the people we don't like. Perhaps with the people that we kind of heard about. Perhaps with the people that we have already made judgment on. Perhaps the people that we will see tonight when we go to United Supermarket. Instead of walking along, we can say, hey, How are you doing? Hello? What's going on? I don't know who said this, but my spiritual director once told me, even in our hardest time, how we react, how we respond to other people might be what God is using us to preach the gospel, even in the hardest time. Imagine if someone is struggling right now, and then he or she sees you and I, and we act coldly. That's going to be like another sword, another thorn on the side. But if someone is struggling right now and they see us and we say, hey, hello, what's going on? I pray for you. How are you doing? Wouldn't that be a source of consolation? Wouldn't that be stronger and more effective than preaching the gospel at the corner saying that you're going to hell if you don't accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? It begins with an attitude, a willingness, a desire to love. My brothers and sisters, it's hard. There are people that I'm praying for, and there are people that I'm trying very hard when I see them to smile at them and to love them. It's hard. It's hard. It's even harder when those people are struggling too. And then the tendency for me to think that you deserve it. But for me, I have to say, what have I done in order to bring the love of Christ to them? How am I reflecting the love of Christ to that person? My brothers and sisters, I can stand up here and preach to you all of the theological importance of this passage. But on the very human level, if we fail to love, then the gospel is not preached. The gospel is preached at the very basic level of how we are as human beings. How we choose to love one another, how we choose to pray for one another, and how we choose to preach the gospel in good times and in bad. And so, I will close my homily today by telling you a very good news that I have heard. A priest just called me yesterday before I went out to the All Red Unit to hear confessions and to do mass for the inmates. And the priest told me this, Father Coy, I want to tell you something. One of your inmates reached out to a person who is working at the unit and was so nice in sharing the faith and so positively in sharing it that this person is reaching out to me wanting to know more about the Catholic Church and wanting to become Catholics. I told that to the inmates yesterday. You see that power of kindness? You see that power of faith when we preach the good news positively and we tend to care a little bit? That goes a long way. My brothers and sisters, we have heard very clearly the Lord told us that the Father loves me, so I also loves you. And remember that it was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain. This I command you, love one another. So I'm inviting you today to go home and to pray. What way can you and I really practice love? Perhaps it will begin with us praying for someone whom we do not like right now. Perhaps this will begin for us to step out of our own shell to seek new ventures and to seek new ways to live our faith. Perhaps this will require us to do something that are very unnatural to us, speaking to other people, sharing our faith positively, and invite other people to come to the love of God, just as He has shown us. My brothers and sisters, don't be afraid. You're not rejected. You're not an outcast. God loves you. We're all here, not because of a coincidence, because of God's providence who calls us here. We're loved by God. And may we learn to share that same love by the way that we live, beginning with kindness.